The Red Cube, page 195. Arno Blunt, said Butler, I've heard about you. Blunt took up his position at John Spiro's shoulder. Butler, one of the butlers, he said in a New Zealand drawl. I hear you guys are the best. That's what I hear. Let's hope we don't have to find out. Spiro laughed. It sounded like a box of crickets. Arno, please, we are among friends here. This is not a day for threats. Butler was not so sure. His soldier's sense was buzzing like a nest of hornets at the base of his skull. There was danger here. So, my friend, to business, said Spiro, fixing Artemis with his close-set dark eyes. I've been salivating all the way across the Atlantic. What have you got for me? Artemis frowned. He'd hoped business could wait until after lunch. Wouldn't you like to see a menu? No, I don't eat much anymore. Pills and liquids mostly. Gut problems. Very well, said Artemis, laying an aluminium briefcase on the table. To business then. He flipped the case's lid, revealing a red cube the size of a mini-disc player, nestling in blue foam. Spiro cleaned his spectacles with the tail end of his tie. What am I seeing here, kid? Artemis placed the shining box on the table. The future, Mr. Spiro, ahead of schedule. John Spiro leaned in, taking a good look. Looks like a paperweight to me. Arno Blunt sniggered, his eyes taunting Butler. A demonstration, then, said Artemis, picking up the metal box. He pressed a button, and the gadget purred into life. Sections slid back to reveal speakers and a screen. Cute, muttered Spiro. I flew 3,000 miles for a micro TV. Artemis nodded. A micro TV, but also a verbally controlled computer, a mobile phone, a diagnostic aid. This little box can read any information on absolutely any platform, electrical or organic. It can play videos, laser discs, DVDs, go online, retrieve email, hack any computer. It can even scan your chest to see how fast your heart's beating. Its battery is good for 2 years, and of course, it's completely wireless. Artemis paused to let it sink in. Spiro's eyes seemed huge behind his spectacles. You mean this box will render all other technology obsolete? Your computer plants will be worthless.